This work, entitled Paysage partant de Mistral, or Landscape on a Windy Day, was painted in 1922, which was the same year Pierre Bonnard discovered the village of Le Canet. At that time, he would rent La Maison Blanche, the White House, before acquiring Le Bosquet in 1926. With this landscape, Bonnard invites the viewer into his everyday life, including the daily walks that inspired him for this painting. The various shades of blue and violet that infuse nature here bear testimony to the glaring light that characterizes the south of France. Thanks to his thoughtful and formal representations, he successfully managed to portray these radiant landscapes that he loves so much and that recall Cézanne's description made 20 years earlier. "The sun is so terrific here that it seems to me as if the objects were silhouetted not only in black and white, but in blue, red, brown and violet. I may be mistaken, but this seems to me to be the opposite of modelling." As is often the case with Bonnard, dark masses embodied here by the trench are juxtaposed with blues and violets and a few paler touches. You also find here, with the opening of the trench, the same window principle that invites the viewer to enter into the landscape through another possible passageway. This radiant composition reveals just how intensely Bonnard communed with the lush and wild nature of southern France that inspired him so much. In a letter to his friend Henri Matisse dating back to 1940, Bonnard defined his various conceptions of landscapes. There was, for example, the intimate landscape and the decorative landscape. But as for visions, he noted that each day he saw different things. The sky, objects, everything changed continuously. It would be easy to get lost in all of that, but for Bonnard, this was a source of stimulation.